She reduces the severe and often dire lived realities of students to a mere disagreement. Furthermore, it apportions blame equally amongst both university management and students, a myth that SASCO has long dispelled through its analysis of the causal factors of the protests that we're seeing at the moment, which include institutions failing to share registration data with NSFAS timelessly, resulting in delayed and late payments, subsequent to that, student hunger, as well as being threatened with eviction, a lack of adequate support services, poor quality residences and accommodation, a lack of security on campuses, the postponement of SRC election and democratic backsliding, amongst many others. Very clearly, institutions' managements have failed to address these issues and must be held accountable.